also a term for a piece of furniture. It's a cedar
chest.
Yes, okay. He's got broad
shoulders.
And this part of your body is your
leg.
And that's your
foot.
And you have two
feet.
And this part that you might hit on something?
Shin.
Mm-hmm. And if you got down like this, you'd say you're getting down on your
calves or haunches.
Haunches, okay. And what would you call the action of getting down? You would say you're doing what?
Squatting.
Anything else?
Bending.
Ever hear hunker?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever hear the haunches called the hunkers?
Yes.
Okay. If somebody's been sick, he's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit
pale.
Or?
Peaked.
Mm-hmm. A person who is very healthy and can lift heavy weights is?
Strong.
Any other terms for that?
No.
Would you ever use the word stout to mean strong?
Yes.
Okay, does stout mean anything else?
It can also mean heavy.
Okay. Would you ever use it for rancid butter?
No.
Okay. Somebody who's very easy to get along with and always has a smile on his face, he's...
happy.
Or any other terms? He's a what kind of person?
Jolly.
All right. What might you say?
Amenable.
What might you say of a horse that was like that?
Mm. Good natured.
Would that apply to a person too?
Yes.
Okay. A boy maybe in his teens might be all arms and legs, can't walk through a room without falling all over the furniture. You would say he's?
Clumsy.
Okay. If a person keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you might say he's just a plain?
Dimwit.
Okay. Would you ever call anybody a fool?
Yes.
Would you, do you feel that that's a strong word to use?
Not necessarily. Sometimes joking.
Mm-hmm.
Or okay. Playful.
Okay. A person who will never spend a cent.
Tightwad.
Any other synonyms?
Penny pincher.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the time?
It is 12:20.
I sort of need to go.
Okay.
Do you think we might stop?
Yes. We were talking about, I think, what you would call people who didn't like to spend a lot of money, and I think you said tightwad for one. Have you thought of any other terms for that?
I think I said penny pincher too.
Yeah, probably. Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. If you used the word common about a person, what would you mean?
A low class.
Okay. Suppose it were about a girl. She's common.
Well, the same. I guess it also might connote promiscuousness.
Okay. If an old man is still very strong and active and he doesn't show his age, you say he's still... he's pretty...
agile.
Okay. What if it were a little child that was overly active?
Vivacious.
Okay. If the children were out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
anxious.
Or you wouldn't say you felt easy, you'd say you felt...
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. A child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm...
scared.
Okay. What about a person who gets afraid easily? You'd say he's a...
scaredy cat.
Okay. And how might you describe a place that's frightening? You'd say that's a very...
spooky.
Okay. She isn't afraid now, but she...
was afraid.
Or the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Okay. Do you have a negative form of used to be?